When it comes to retirement planning, many people spend their energy focusing on how to accumulate a large retirement nest egg without giving any thought to where their retirement assets should be invested. At CFG Wealth Management, we created a simple way for you to group your retirement assets called the Color of Money. To learn ways you can protect your nest egg, download our complimentary retirement income toolkit at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com or call us at 877-269-0839. That number again is 877-269-0839.
This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. This is your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Travis Chance. Travis, I am so excited about the show today because I get to hang out with you. That's the number one reason. The number two reason is I always learn something from you, and you bring a lot of insight for our listeners out there as well. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. But Travis, before we get started, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions about what they hear on the show today.
Tony, I am just so taken aback from your kind words. I don't know that I have words to even complete our podcast. good morning, everyone. Good to be here. Glad to be here with Tony. Going to be in for a great show today. And yes, if you have any questions, give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or you can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Send us an email or go to our contact page and submit your questions that you would like to hear answered on the show. Also, we have our events page, and if you would like to catch us live at one of our two-day class events for a retirement readiness course called Thrive Financially in Retirement, then you can also sign up there as well. So give us a call, 877-269-0839. Tony, we're getting close to the end of the year, my friend.
Yep.
You know what that means? We have got to go through our end of the year retirement checklist. Have you got yours?
I have a checklist. I got mine. Listen to Travis. Just one box. All I have to do is check one box.
Subscribe to podcast. Done.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I wish it were that easy. There's, you know, I will say this, and this is a benefit for us because we get to actually hear what other prospective clients, what other advisors are doing and advising, and really kind of benchmarking our advice against, you know, what kind of advice does the average retiree get? And Tony, it's sometimes a little bit disappointing. You know, I was speaking with a client the other day. She is retired, early 60s. I won't go too far in detail, but early 60s, and just the complete and total lack of guidance is amazing. You know, this client's been asking their advisor and CPA to develop some type of coordinated effort to, you know, begin doing things like Roth conversion or, you know, just strategy in general. And really and truly, it's like the old Abbott and Costello skit. You know, it's like they're looking at each other and both are pointing the other way. You know, they don't know who's going to initiate first, right? And nobody knows who's going to do what. And if that's the case, then I hate to say it, folks, but that does not breed confidence, and that does not mean you have a plan. That means you have a collection of things, and if they're not all working together, it's going to be very difficult for you to get where you're going. Markets are going to go up and down. Nothing you can do about it. But having a plan always seems to pull things together and coordinate that in a way that's going to benefit you. So if you are out there right now, and you are sitting there listening, wondering, you know, Travis, I've heard you talk over and over about, you know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is coming to an end. And, you know, what do we need to do? Or, you know, 2023 is almost over. Are there anything, or is there anything out there that we can be doing right now to really move the needle or make sure we don't make mistakes? That's what this show is going to be about. It's going to be a retirement checklist end of the year. What can you do to make sure you don't make mistakes and you don't have these types of issues pop up as you go through retirement? So first and foremost, Tony, for those of you who are out there, if you are eligible for your required minimum distribution this year, and remember that has changed. If you had not begun to take them, you get a year off. You get to actually wait until next year. Because if you had not begun to take RMDs, you have until 73 now before you have to begin distribution. So if you were not eligible and going into this year, you get another year, so the end of next year. But if you were eligible, go ahead and start doing some planning with that required minimum distribution, folks. The required minimum distribution is the absolute bottom dollar you have to take from your IRA, 401k, 403b. If you're eligible, you have to begin taking it, and so that you can avoid the largest penalty in the tax code. It's actually been reduced from 50 to 25%, but it's very stout. If you miss it and you rectify it in the first year, you can drop it down to 10%. So go ahead and make sure you don't fall in that category. Make sure you go ahead and distribute your required minimum distribution. But just keep this in mind as well, because Tony, what is one thing that they have to keep in mind if they are charitably inclined?
Well, you want to make sure you do that before the end of the year, and
qualified charitable distribution.
Yes,
the ordering rules, right? Because remember, if you are charitably inclined, if you are someone who tithes a great deal, or if you tithe a little, it is much more tax efficient and much cleaner if you tithe directly from your IRA, so that it can avoid
goes right
your
from your IRA
you
custodian
yep.
to the church
to
or
the
charity.
Church charity.
And a lot of people tithe, like you say, so why not use your RMD to tithe and get that qualified charitable distribution?
Well, and I'll throw another one on at you. If you itemize, that's great. You can, you know, if you itemize and you make charitable contributions, that's great. You're going to get to deduct those. But if you don't itemize, you do standard deduction exemption, you may not be at the point where you're actually going to be able to realize the benefits from this giving. So that's another reason why you want to use the charitable or qualified charitable distribution is, if you have any RMDs remaining, so let's say, and I'm just giving you a for instance, let's say you started the year and your RMD was $10,000 and you've taken $5,000 thus far. That means you have the capacity to do a qualified charitable distribution of up to the remaining $5,000 by the end of the year. Now, the reason I tell you that is if you go ahead and you take a check or you take another 10 grand out of your account, you will have taken your 10,000 and 5,000 over, which means there is no more room for a qualified charitable distribution. So sometimes it is very important to make sure that we get the ordering rules right. The order in which we take things, the order in which we do things is going to have an impact. And if you do them wrong, you don't get the benefit, or you may force yourself into a penalty or an unnecessary tax. So folks, if you have not taken your RMD, you need to make sure that you go ahead and do that. And I'll tell you something else, Tony, and it's something near and dear to our heart, is if you don't take your RMD, you don't open the next door, which is Roth conversion. Because once again, the ordering rules are QCD, remaining RMD, and then once you top out your RMD, then you can actually start doing Roth conversion. So if that's something that has also been on your mind and you're like, you know, I think I need to go ahead and do that. I've heard Travis talk about it. I've heard, you know, this is a great idea. And, you know, once again, I wouldn't recommend you do it unless you talk to us or someone that can actually help guide you. But please, you know that you have the capability. Now, whether you should or not, that's up to you. But if you do feel that that is something that's going to benefit you, that's great. But in order for you to open that door, you have to take your RMD. So if you're 75, 76 years old, you say, hey, I think a 10,000 Roth conversion is going to be the ticket for me this year. That's okay. Great. I'm glad you're starting. There is no, you know, best time to plant a tree is 30 years ago. Next best time is today. So if you haven't done it before and you start doing it now, perfect. But You have to take your entire RMD to open that door, because if you don't, that's going to be treated as an excess contribution. You got to back it out. You got to do the corrective action, and that's just not going to be fun. So all of these things, once again, very, very seem like very simple ideas, but if you do them wrong, they come with a price and a consequence, and that's the price and consequence of not knowing. That's why you need to give us a call, 877-269-0839. Let us help you make sure your path is the right path to be on. So Roth conversion toward the end of the year, I would, if it were me, good rule of thumb, we tell our clients, think about Roth conversion, Tony, as a great thing with a few strings attached, because it is, my opinion, going to save many retirees and their retirement and their savings over the next 20, 30 years as the largest swath of baby boomers enters retirement. But here's the bad part about Roth conversion, and this is why I tell you folks, make sure you either do it in really big sell-offs, or you do it whenever we get toward the end of the year as good housekeeping. It's because anything that you convert is permanent. You no longer get recharacterization. You have to basically be okay with whatever you do. You cannot back up and punt. So that's the reason why I say, folks, this process is a process. It is not something that can be done shooting from the hip effectively. You can do it. You might hit the target a couple times, but there's going to be a lot more misses than there are hits. So remember, QCDs, RMDs, Roth conversion.
Huge.
Tony, alliteration aside, that's huge.
Yeah, and it might sound like alphabet soup sometimes. QCDs, RMDs, a lot of letters.
It can get complicated.
But that's where you come in, Travis, and I want to remind our listeners, you don't have to go it alone. And that's important, because you don't want to make costly mistakes. And Roth conversions can be hugely beneficial. It depends on your situation, and you want money in that tax-free bucket in retirement. So maybe now is the time. Maybe do some at the end of each year, or do it in large sums, but you also have to be able to cover that tax burden now rather than later, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really smart, Travis. And those are three big things that people need to look at before the end of the year. I think that's huge. And now is the time to review. You should always review this time of year where you're at, shouldn't you?
Well, and Tony, once again, alliteration aside, I'll give you another R. Rebalancing. We're getting into Q4. And we saw, let's recap this year. Okay, 2022 was a you know what show. It was a train wreck. I mean, it's pretty easy to put a bow on that one and recap it. All right, now what has gone on this year? We have seen, obviously, a surge. Market had a great January. Everyone thought happy days are here again. This is just like the COVID correction. Soon as we go down, the market's coming straight back. And then all of a sudden, we have the banking crisis. It's kind of like the South Park episode.
And it's gone.
So this chair is reserved for bank customers only, and it's gone. So there's some people out there that listen to or have watched South Park, and they are rolling in their car or rolling in their living room right now. But okay, so all kidding aside, So we have seen, obviously, we saw the surge in January. We saw the banking crisis in February that literally took out almost, if not all of the surge in January. By mid-March, we were back to even for the year. And then we started seeing the bifurcated markets. We saw, you know, AI really take off in at earnings season for NVIDIA back in March. And then all of a sudden, it's like seven stocks went to the moon, and there were a handful of others that kind of tagged along for part of that surge up. But the majority of the market just kind of was lulled and almost flat or dead for the month or two. Then in June, we started to see some leadership spread out, and the market really had a great June, great July. Everybody's like, oh, we're back on the way up. And then all of a sudden August came.
Yep.
And now we've got September, and it's gone. And we're like, what is going on? So folks, what I just described, I know it's, you know, we're exaggerating, but we're not. Right. I mean, I'm trying to make light of a bad situation, because sometimes if you don't laugh, you'll cry. We sit here, and these are short term in the grand scheme of things. These are short term pains that we have to be able to tolerate for long term gains. Bonds have really taken it on the chin again this year, because interest rates have steadily risen. I mean, we've seen the 10-year go from the mid threes. Now it's the 10 years in the 4.5 range. But what we're also seeing, Tony, is we're seeing the yield curve, where we were really worried about it being inverted. It's actually starting to get back to normal. You're now seeing the 30-year actually above the 10-year. You're seeing the 2-year and the 10-year really start to tighten that spread. So we're getting to a place where inversion is not happening and could be gone away pretty quick. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. One of the things I would recommend, as we recommend to our clients, and you can't call a top, you can't call a bottom, it's just good rebalancing. Make sure that whenever you see trends start to form, make sure you take the time to rebalance, or hopefully your advisor's doing that for you. You know, it's not always going to be rainy. It's rainy right now. I'm looking outside and it's dreary day. We're going to have rainy days, but we're going to have a lot of sunshine along the way as well. Make sure you take the end of this year, this Q4, use that as an opportunity to rebalance, get yourself back situated. You know, I know it may be counterintuitive to go, well, you know, my stocks are down and, you know, my bonds are down. Why would I top everything off? It's because, Tony, we talked about it earlier in the show. You may see periods, months, even a couple years where the market is not doing what we want it to do. But if you are taking a different position, or if you're out, or if you don't actually do the fundamentals and you make mistakes and you make decisions you probably shouldn't, when it does surge 15% in a month or 20% in a year, you're going to miss it. Right. And those are the things you can't time it. You have to make sure you do the blocking and tackling, the end of year checklist, the RMDs, Roth conversions, rebalancing, all this stuff, guys. It's a process, and it's something you have to be diligent about, because let's face it, we don't want to try to pick or time the market, because you might hit a home run every now and then, but every more times than not, you're going to be Jose Canseco, right? You know, everybody loved Jose Canseco when he played for the Oakland A's. I remember when I was a kid, he was like a hero. But you go back and you look at how many strikeouts versus home runs, and it was basically it. He either hit essentially a home run, or he struck out. You know, had that one season where he did a 40-40, but you know, big name. And yes, if you hit home runs, you can beat your chest. You can even do the Bash Brother handshake to your best friend when you walk in the country club. But eventually, you're going to be playing for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and then you're going to be out of baseball. So,
ouch!
Ouch! Ah,
shots fired there.
Anyway, I'm sorry. If he hears. if he hears that, he's gonna kill me because he's still got like 20 inch biceps. Yeah. He's a freak of nature. But anyway, sorry, got to have a little fun. But folks, you know, keep this in mind. The fundamentals are important, and you can't time anything. You have to make sure you're in it for the long haul. And if you're in retirement, it can be very challenging because, you know, you're taking income, you're not seeing any growth. What in the world's going on? Well, over time, you're going to see periods like that. And that's one reason, Tony, you and I have talked about making sure that you do plan for these types of periods because they are going to happen. Last two topics I do want to touch on really briefly is one, if you are still working, folks, you have until the end of the calendar year to finish making your contributions. And even though you're probably not going to agree with what I'm about to say, when the market's down like it is right now, or pull back, maybe throw in a little bit extra, right? Maybe if you haven't maxed out your contributions, maybe you throw in that extra $500,000, whatever, because you especially are going to benefit with time and money in the market, because over a year, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I don't see the reason for this. Over 30 years, it's going to make all the difference in the world, right? It's dollar cost averaging. Make sure you're topping off your contributions if you're still working. If you're using IRAs, outside accounts that are not employer plans, you have until April. But for those of you using 401ks, 403bs, 457s, et cetera, go ahead and top those off. And then last but certainly not least, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but open enrollment for Medicare is coming right around the corner. If you have Medicare advantages, if you have Part D, prescription drugs, you may want to go and check out and see if what you're in is still the best plan for your situation. Because at the end of the day, these plans change on an annual basis. Sometimes they get better, sometimes they get worse, but you don't want to just not make any decision and just say, oh, well, you know, it's probably still the best plan. How do you know? It's just like your retirement plan. Do you have the confidence in what you're doing to get a second opinion? Most people would say that's important, but some people, they don't get a second opinion because they're like, if it is, what if it's not the greatest? What if it's not? Maybe it's embarrassment. Maybe it's, you don't want to appear that you've really not taken right. advantage of everything you could. And then the way I look at that, Tony, is that is completely understandable, but you can't take that position, right? It's the strong person that asks for help. It's the strong person that asks for someone else to help guide them. And folks, there is no shame in knowing you made a mistake and fixing that mistake. The real issue is when you know you've made a mistake and you continue to do the same thing, that's the problem. So that's why you need to give us a call. Let us see if what you're doing is the right path for you and your spouse. And the only way you can do that is give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Sounds great, Travis. Great show today, by the way. A lot of great information, a year-end checklist to help our listeners avoid costly mistakes. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.
This is Travis Chance from Navigating Your Retirement. With the market in turmoil and business uncertainty, now is the time to make sure you have a solid retirement plan that will last. Give us a call at CFG Wealth Management to set up a complimentary phone meeting or webinar to get your plan in place. Call 877-269-0839, or you can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. That's chancefinancialgroup.com. CFG Wealth Management LLC is a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia and South Carolina.
Wouldn't it be nice to have an owner's manual that can help you address and plan for retirement? Navigating the Storm by Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management can provide you with information to help plan for the retirement you've dreamt of and may ease your financial concerns. Navigating the Storm will help give you the foundational information you need for retirement. Visit NavigatingRetirementRadio.com to request your complimentary copy today. That's NavigatingRetirementRadio.com.